I think it's only fair that you give a man fair warning. So I'm going to break it down to you like this. Not only in this ring, don't get under my skin. Don't rub me the wrong way. Don't ruffle my feathers. Basically, long story short, I'm telling you not to piss me off. Because if you do piss me off, I'll whip your ass. Now look at me when I'm talking to you. Because I've done my research on you. I don't give a rat's ass if you're worth $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion.
Hey, look at this! Donald Trump! Oh my God! The hostile takeover of Donald Trump on Vince McMahon has happened at WrestleMania 23. Lashley wins!
But I've never seen a barber.
Austin restraining McMahon, who's begging.
No! Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God!
Well, WrestleMania 23 may be all grown up, but Mr. McMahon's hair has been all cut off.
You see how big Mr. McMahon's ears are?
Hey! Oh, Austin! Austin stunned the Donald!
What?
Stone Cold just stunned
him!
Good God Almighty!
What?
Looks like my old pipe. Look what it's doing here. What a coinkydink. What is this? This ain't the orchestra, tits. Look at there. Nobody seems to care. You've got so much to bear, ma'am. Can I blow me too? That's it, that. Oh, it's the wind and air. Just trying to double there. Blow me down. Paradise, mate, maybe. Blow me down. It's no bother, but.
Look over there. The stranger's coming.
You'd rather not, huh? Oh, that's easy to see. Wherever I go. Ooh, nice looking knees. Does it for me. I can't believe that. It's a lovely day. Well, it's still a perfect day, but... maybe you would like to... come down again there. It's a lovely place. Think I'd like to stay, but... blow me down. Did you roll into town?
Rubble.
Blow me down, local glum club. Friendly here. Well, a little scary, too. I think I'll spend a year. But to maybe true. Wait, whoa. I am what I am, wherever I go. I came from the sea. Seems it got my number, but no one's looking it up, ain't it? Oh.
Good day.
Good day.
I hate you, though, pieces.
Kind of a greasy good day, but
kill
that's
all right.
Bunch of carrots?
No.
You ain't got no carrots? What are those, prunes?
Boy, and carrots. Thank broccoli.
I am in the mood for carrots. I need me vitamins.
Boy, and carrots, take spinach.
I want spinach. I'll ask you for spinach.
So, why he didn't say so? For you, each a dollar.
How much is a broccoli?
Nickel, maybe dime.
And a spinach?
Dime, maybe quarter.
Then how come carrots is a dollar?
$1.50. You buy what I don't feel like selling, it cost you $2.
Hit, deadbeat, yeah. This is a nickel.
A pain, but it feels like pain.
You're not up to no good, are you? Because if you are, there's a 50 cent up to no good tax.
Oh.
Come here. Come back.
Seems like everywhere. Lots of people here. Trying to blow me down. But I'm like the clothes I wear. Heaven, careful there. What blew him into town? Oh, the short arm of the law, huh? Blow me down. Blow me down. Wow.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, that's it. Oh, come on.
Are you the piano tuner or the man with the party favor?
You got a room for rink.
What? For what?
Rink. Rink. Your sign says you got a room for rink.
Oh, my stars and gardens. My mind was a million miles away. Come in before you catch your death of mud.
Mud.
The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you, unlike any other schooling that you have ever known before.
First years are hard years, much more than we know. With good friends to love us, we'll build every road. Stay open to all pain, unknown and new. And one day, we'll all say, hey, look, we've come through the first year.
You teach yourselves the law, but I train your minds. You come in here with a skull full of mush, and if you survive, you leave thinking like a lawyer.
Butter.
Oh, no.
Well, if it isn't God's gift, the cockpit.
Kent, your nostrils are flaring.
That flying stunt today was pure madness. There wasn't a lady present. Tear you apart like Christmas goose.
Yeah? Keep it up, you'd be carrying your face home in a doggy bag.
What is this macho thing?
He started it.
Did not?
Did too.
Did not.
You're behaving like children.
He's being a jerk.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
R2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. R2 times 10.
That's it.
Stop it.
Rumble!
Don't push me.
Rumble!
Hey!
Let go, you fool!
Slam them!
Stop it! Can't you act like civilized human beings?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks. Listen, Kent and I have to talk, so please.
Be my guest.
Let's celebrate, honey. Hey, everybody. Drinks are on me.
Free beer!
Hey, what a jet
samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. vai.
I'm so proud of you, Brenda, getting through the delivery without any anesthetic.
Well, I had the best Lamaze coach in the world. But when do we get to see the baby? It's been 8 hours.
Well, now you remember the film they showed us in class. There's all kinds of tests they have to perform on a newborn child. So...
Ah, there's my favorite couple. Mr. and Mrs. Flanders.
That's Landers.
Right. Flanders is uremic poisoning on 39... So, nice stitch work, if I say so myself.
Doctor, we'd like to see our son. The nurses keep giving us the runaround.
I'd like nothing better than to bring you both your son, but have you looked around this hospital?
There are sick people here. I just saw this old guy in the hallway with these gnarly scabs all over his body. Gross me out! I'm not about to expose your little Jeffrey.
Nicholas.
To that. I've got a solemn oath to uphold here.
Doctor... Brenda and I are both Lamaze graduates, and we've never heard of quarantining a healthy infant before.
Ooh, Lamaze. Well, I forgot that you spent 3 whole weekends sitting on a floor learning how to breathe. I had to get by on a degree from Harvard Medical School.
Please, Doctor, it's important to us to see our child. You've heard of bonding.
Doctor, we'd like to spend a little quality time with our son, please.
A little quality time with your son? That'd be beautiful.
You people.
What's with that guy?
He's supposed to be the top man in his field.
Well, when he brings in little Jeffrey, we're going...
Nicholas!
Here we go. Here's a little tyke. Okay, that's enough germs. Back
oh, wait.
Wait a minute. We haven't even seen him yet.
Oh, go ahead. Breathe all over him. I don't care.
What is this, some kind of sick practical joke?
What are you talking about? He's got your eyes.
Take that hideous thing away.
Oh, now, come on. They all look like this at first. You see, when the baby passes through the birth canal, its head gets a little pointy. He should round out in a couple days, promise.
That's not a baby. That's a Mr. Potato Head.
Harry, call the hospital administrator.
Hey, you're right. This is a Mr. Potato Head. Gosh, they're so lifelike. Yeah, anybody could have made this mistake. I'll be right back with the real Nicholas.
Harry, what are they doing to us?
No. Calm down, Brenda, calm down. We don't want you to get postpartum anxiety. Now, as soon as we get our son, I'm gonna report this quack.
Thank God you took that assertiveness training course.
Yeah.
Here's the little tyke. You've been a naughty little baby. Yes, you have, playing peekaboo with mommy and daddy.
About time. Nick, it's your dad.
He's got a strong, determined jaw, just like his old man there. Whoops. Great, now you made him cry.
I don't believe this.
Is this okay? Would you rather breastfeed him?
Get away from me!
Kill you!
What kind of hospital is this?
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Lamaz. You see, due to a slight clerical error, your son has been temporarily misplaced.
You lost our son?
Did I say lost? I said misplaced. I'm suing you for malpractice, negligence, you name it. Oh, great. Just jump all over me, why don't you? Just jump all over me. What about the 9 kids I didn't lose this week?
My baby. What have they done with my baby?
No, it's your fault. If you hadn't distracted me with all that video equipment in the delivery room, I might not have misplaced your little brat.
Doctor, we found him.
See?
He was down the hall in the laundry hamper. Oh, he's beautiful.
I hope you're both ashamed of yourselves. All this hysteria, when he was safe and sound not 20 feet from this very room.
Doctor, you're doing surgery for that kidney transplant. Where's the donor organ?
The donor organ? God, I had it with me when I left the house this morning.
About getting his hands on members of the NWO, and now they put the great Muta out here, kind of like a roadblock, because you know he'd like to get his hands on the Macho Man Randy Savage.
They'll throw anything in front of the Giant they can, Tony, but when you get to this stage of the game, Money is nothing. It's not important. He doesn't care if he's got to write a check for a fine. He's going to work his way through everybody up to the top of the New World Order. Look at the size of this guy. You have to take him to the golf course. They're going to charge him for a foursome.
Yes, they would. And Muda is trying everything he can to get the big man off his feet. Drop kicks. It didn't work. Oh, my goodness.
He spit right in his eyes.
The green mist.
He's blinded.
Right in the eyes of the Giant. Mickey J calling the bell.
It's Savage.
Savage and Vincent. And the Giant cannot even see what's going on. This was a setup from the NWO. He got his kicks in, and then Savage took the low road when the Giant broke loose. The Giant still cannot see. And now Luger's come out to take on his... Oh, my goodness!
Wait, no, no, no!
He's got Luger! He's got Luger! Oh, he cannot see. Luger finally screaming in his ear to let him know who it was. He almost chokeslammed his close friend there.
Strat and Warthog closed down their shop. They didn't want to. It was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Prestrat's collection of dog legs and feet. Sadly, they left, telling no one goodbye. Prestrat wore red jodhpurs, and Warthog right time. Between them, they carried a three-legged sack, went straight round a corner, and never came back. Prestrat and Warthog closed down their shop. Bad Captain Madman had told him to stop selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Prestrat's collection of dog legs and feet. Bad Captain Madman had ordered their fate. He laughed and stumped off with a nautical gait. The gate turned into a derogatory, and his peg leg got woodwork, broke into three. Prestrat and Warthog closed down their shop. They didn't want to, which was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Prestrat's collection of dog legs and feet.
Won't you let me walk you home from school?
let me meet you at the Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
We're set for battle. But before the matchup, the FBI's needling of our 365-pound stuttering friend created, well, prompted, a most memorable moment in ECW history.
Away. She's a screamer and she makes me mad, but I love her a lot. Those lonely nights I was in a big room playing my thing, so I wish she were here. She can be so kind when she's not trying to hide. She tries not to love me, but she knows she can. And why don't you come on back from way out west and love me, we can work out the rest.
Operator, can you help me? Help me if you please. Give me the right area code and the number that I need. My right or left up on the midnight flyer, singing like a summer breeze. I think she's somewhere down south, down about Baton Rouge. But I just can't remember no number, a number I can use. Directory don't have it, central done forgot it. Got to find a number to use. Trying to check out a number, trying to run down a line. Operator says that's privileged information and it ain't no business of mine. It's flooding down in Texas, the polls are out in Utah. Got to find a private line. She could be hanging around a steel mill, working in a house with blue lights, riding a getaway bus out of Portland, talking tonight. I don't know where she's going, I don't care where she's been, long as she's been doing it right.
He's gone crazy!
Alone. it's getting much too late to find myself.